Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We want to hear the weird things that you do in the shower. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
What if you do things in the shower you don't consider weird?
Well, like what?
I fill the tub up and I sit down.
And then you let the water shower?
While I'm letting the tub fill up.
Huh. I don't think I've ever done that before.
It's the bath shower.
It's very unique.
So, like, if you want to take a bath and also a shower.
Or sometimes I will just sit down in the tub and let the water, and I will clean myself like sitting down.
I do that. Okay. Once in a while when I'm real tired.
That's not, well, I'm not tired. And I do have a chair. I have a shower chair.
That's weird.
And I'll sit down in the chair and just kind of like, if you sit the right distance away from the stream, you can like play on your phone and stuff.
I brought my shower my phone in the shower. I have a life-proof case on though.
Oh, okay.
And I used to drink beer in the shower too.
Now that's a weird one too. That is how to tell that you have a problem if you see a beer in the shower.
Well,
these are 10 shower habits you've been doing wrong your whole life. Let's see who's guilty of these. Bad habit number one, skipping the foot scrub. Skipping the foot scrub. If you want to avoid foot fungus or nasty foot bacteria,
too late.
You might want to give your feet a scrub while you're in the shower.
No.
Me either.
Uh-uh. I use the squeeze soap, and what I'll do is I'll stand there and I'll squeeze it on my toes and they just kind of wiggle them around a little bit.
It's more than I do.
Yeah.
Bad habit number two, I think we all do this one, leaving your loofah in the shower.
On the ground? On the floor?
No, if it's not completely dry, it can cause all kinds of nasty stuff to start growing.
Oh, good.
When you use a loofah, dead skin cells become lodged in the nooks. Those dead skin cells are a breeding ground for bacteria.
Well, you like rinse it out and then hang it up, right? And you're good.
It says wash it thoroughly and wring it dry and then store it in a dry place that won't encourage bacteria as much as your shower water.
Nobody does that.
Nobody, right?
I mean, some people don't even use loofahs.
You have to throw them away after a while.
Wait, you don't use a loofah?
No, I thought you were a hand loofah guy.
I mean, if I can't find the loofah, I'll use my hand. But
what do you mean you can't find the loofah? Either the loofah's there or it's not there. I'm guessing you don't have a loofah. And
I got a loofah. It's pink.
You're afraid to admit that you use your hand as a loofah.
I got a loofah.
Your hand is not a
you
loofah.
You only hand loofah when you're at somebody's house.
Yeah, like you don't want to use somebody else's loofah.
Yeah.
But you hand loofah at home?
Huh? Listen, I feel like we talked about this and everybody all agreed that they used a hand.
I told you when I'm not at home, I
use my
hands.
How do you wash your ass?
Huh?
With your hands?
No, you gotta take the thing off and you spray yourself. Why are we talking about that?
Oh, you have a detachable?
Yo, yeah, very detachable.
No, I don't like
just
that.
Just detach it. Just
it's like a bidet in the shower.
Water starts squirting out of his mouth.
So, but yeah, I'm not the only one. Who
right.
does that?
Okay.
You don't have a loofah.
I got a loofah.
No, you don't.
I'll take a picture of my loofah tonight and I'll send it to you.
I'm old school, man. I use a washcloth.
Oh, that is old school. I'll tell you, though, your butt gets really clean with a washcloth. Bad habit number three is drying yourself off too roughly. Rubbing yourself roughly with a towel further aggravates delicate skin, while air driving can lead to chapping.
What is that in this picture?
You should... that
is that an iron?
I think so. That's weird. Bad habit number four, I do this, washing your hair every day.
Mm.
It's bad for you.
Yeah, I mean, but sometimes though, after a bike ride, I'm wearing my helmet and it's all sweaty. I mean, I feel weird not washing it.
You wash the oils out.
If I don't wash my hair every day, I don't feel like I'm clean.
Dry shampoo.
What?
Dry shampoo. It's a game changer.
Dry shampoo?
Yeah.
What is it, a rock and you just rub it on your head?
No, it's a spray that you put on. Like I do it at night before I go to bed and then I let it sit on. But you spray it, let it sit for a couple minutes and then you either brush your hair or because my hair's curly, I just like smush it in and it goes away.
Mm. Bad habit number five, delaying the moisturizing process.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're all guilty of that one.
Yeah.
It's important to moisturize your skin while it's still damp. I never moisturize, so not even worried.
I'm about to get this one that you do in the shower that you spray and then rinse off.
It's got to suck to be a girl.
Yeah, you should just put it in the soap.
Yeah, moisturize, like, yeah absolutely. Bad habit number 6 when it comes to bad bathroom habits, skipping a post-workout shower. It's not the smell of sweat that you have to worry about, but the fact that perspiration left behind in your skin allows bacteria to proliferate, and that can lead to rashes and breakouts.
And being stank.
Yeah.
I only know this because I took a shower with Nikki one time, but she brushes her teeth in the shower. Is that weird?
You took a shower with her one time?
No.
Oh. You brush your teeth in the shower?
Yeah, it's called multitasking.
It's called gross. There's bacteria in there.
I don't leave my toothbrush in there.
Yeah, like, you do. What do you do when you're done brushing your teeth?
I put it out.
Mm. No, you don't.
Well, you put it out?
Yeah.
Like on the counter.
Like your cigarette.
No, because I only...
You just like throw it?
Come on, be honest. What do you do with your toothbrush when you're done with it?
I sit it on the counter.
Electric toothbrush or manual?
Manual.
Oh, okay. I got an electric toothbrush. You're not supposed to have those in the shower.
Yeah, that's why I don't have one.
Okay.
It's multitasking.
Bad habit number 7 is taking long showers. Well, it might be fun to see how prune-like your hands can get, and that is fun. A long shower can actually remove much-needed moisture from your skin.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Shouldn't shower for more than 5 to 10 minutes.
Oops.
You should not condition above the crown of your head. I don't even know what that means. Bad habit number 9, skipping a final blast of cold water.
Cold water?
According to self.com, right before you turn off the water, crank it to freezing cold for 30 seconds. Cold water immersion has been linked to increased tolerance to stress, stronger immune system, increased fat burning, and antidepressant effects. Mm-hmm. Just a blast of cold water.
It'll wake you up.
That's for sure. You ever do a cold plunge in the gym?
No, the gym?
Man, when I worked for the Magic, they had like the top-of-the-line NBA facilities, yeah. And they had a cold plunge. It was a bathtub, and the water was freezing cold. And you dunk yourself in and see how long you could stay in there without having a heart attack.
How long can you stay in
there? 30 seconds.
I do the cold thing.
You do?
Yeah, it helps. Like for girls, it helps with your hair.
Oh. Well, it's supposed to fight depression and all that too. But
Okay. Well, like I wash my hair in the cold.
Oh. And then finally, wrap your long hair in a towel. Not so great. You should wrap your hair tightly with a towel if you want to cause the most stress and damage to your hair. Instead, gently squeeze out excess moisture on a dry towel and pat. Don't rub. 727-579-1025.
But you have used your hand as a loofah before.
I have in the past, yes.
When you're playing an away game.
Yeah, if I'm on the Pitbull toddler bus shower, I will use my hand as a loofah.
You've showered on their bus?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
What?
Yeah, they have if we have a gig like last year at the Bone Real Raw Open, like you play golf, you get all sweaty, then you got to go up on stage with those guys. Have a quick shower in their bus.
What do they have in their shower? Like some Head and Shoulders? You bring your own shower supplies?
As a matter of fact, Mike said, go ahead and take my shower bag. Use whatever you want. I used his Head and Shoulders.
Bath and Body Works?
I don't think so. No, just Head and Shoulders travel pack.
Man, I want to have a shower bag one day and a bus.
Oh, so great. I was like, A, you have a shower bag, and B, you've got a shower on your bus? It's amazing. And then showering knowing that Pete was right outside.
Oh. Was it Head and Shoulders dandruff shampoo?
Well, that's the only kind they make.
Okay. I was just wondering, so you're calling Mike out for having dandruff now?
No, he just uses Head and Shoulders, so he doesn't have dandruff. You have to have hair to get dandruff. Seth, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I love the show.
Thank you.
What I used to do in the shower is I would kind of do what SBK would do and sit in the tub and let the shower fill up. But
yeah.
Instead of like standing up and rinsing my hair, what I would do is dunk my hair underneath the water and rinse it out that way.
That's a rather odd, you savage. John Brennan said, I count the amount of times I clean my private areas like Rain Man.
Well, how many in one sitting?
I don't know.
Just one time, right?
No.
So he's like, well, that's one.
Yeah.
I mean, and you waited. That's two.
Well, John clearly fixated on his private parts in the shower because he also said there's a rumor you can put an iPad in a freezer bag and watch TV shows, in quotes.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know what John's doing in the shower, and I don't like it.
That's going through a lot of trouble. Just tell your wife what's going on so you can do it out in the open.
I want to know how many times you have to clean your privates in the shower.
Definitely 17. Yeah. 18 private parts cleanings. My parents had the, in their bathroom, they had the shower massage that you could detach, and man, that was my girlfriend for the longest summer.
You mean like the pulse?
Yeah, you take that thing and put it right down there. And like,
it's normally, I know Kevin said that he had a chair. It's really the fancy hotels that have the shower benches. That's what I really like.
But that's what I'm imitating, though. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. 727-579-1025. What's up, David? Weird shower habits.
Yeah, it's like what Kevin was saying. Shower beer is a real thing. You should Google it.
Shower beer. Mm-hmm. I think it is a real thing. I think there are people who keep beers in their shower.
Well, there's a subgenre that actually takes pictures of them drinking a beer in the shower.
And there's no need to take a picture of this.
Yeah, no, I'll take your word for it. I don't need to see your yangling in the shower. Thank you, though, sir.
Drew, back when I was a smoker, I have smoked in the shower. And I would have one arm hanging kind of out of the shower, and I don't know why I felt the need to take to smoke a cigarette in the shower.
Nikki, you ever burn heaters in the shower?
That's so funny to me.
No.
All right.
It felt ridiculous when I was doing it, but I
feel
like
that would be dirty, and I brush my teeth in the shower. Yeah, why would I want to ruin that?
You smoked the cigarette first.
Back in the day when I first started living on my own in my apartment, my shower had a window and I just overlooked the neighbor. So I'd go in there, I'd light a candle, I'd bring my bowl. It was the best thing ever.
Like in the bath or shower?
No, in the shower. I don't know why. Maybe I did it just because I could do it.
Yeah, I brought a bong in the shower before.
You got your shower beer, a shower bong.
I mean, I'm sitting in a chair.
it's relaxing.
Yeah, shower party going on. That's awesome.
The worst is when that lighter doesn't start working and then you're dripping all over the house.
You got to plan that out, man.
Hello. Here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Gentlemen, what's happening?
Hi there. Hello.
What's happening?
Bonjour. Hi, guys. This is Thomas and David from Angels and Airwaves. Hello.
Oh, hey. It's like a big party chat. What's going on?
Well, hi. This is exciting for us to be on the air talking about us.
We were going to have you on talking about somebody else, but we figured you'd be more expertise driven with yourselves.
That is
true.
You would
be surprised.
That is true as well. You would be surprised. We don't know that much about us, but we know a lot about you guys.
Uh-oh. Have you been watching us?
I'm watching you right now. I'm right outside the window.
Thanks a lot, though, for being here. Seriously. And, you know, you guys have been, wow. The new CD is right in stores now. Angels and Airways Love Part 1 and Part 2. Was this like one epic effort that you had to divide into two parts or what?
Yeah, you know, we started this almost 5 years ago. We knew we wanted to make a film, actually, when we started the band 7 years ago. But we started the film about 5 years ago, and we're completely independent. So we did this whole thing completely independent from any major label or studio. So it was definitely a labor of love. We started the film, made the record. We released Part 1, the first half of the double album, on Valentine's Day 2010. And then we took the film to a bunch of film festivals worldwide and learned a lot. And then came out here with the second half of the record, Love Part 2. And the whole thing is packaged together or available in various forms from your local iTunes delivery source or Amazon as well.
Do you like being independent, or is it a pain in the ass sometimes?
Well, it's difficult because you have to worry about a lot of different things that you never used to. I mean, back in the 90s, I remember it was like all the record labels had so much money. You know, they can really invest in your band, and they can really do wonders. But the cool thing is, it's good and bad. The bad thing is the labels obviously have had a really, really rough time and went under. Then bands started using computers and making albums in their living room. The good thing is that now bands have become independent. They can do these things on their own, but they have to worry about how to get it out there and challenge themselves to be a little bit more ambitious to get people's attention. And I think that's one of the reasons why Angels and Airwaves is the way it is, because we always knew that we were the only way to have a fighting chance is to really put ourselves out there and try new, interesting, exciting things and take risks on ourselves, gentlemen.
Tom, did you find when Angels and Airwaves first started that people, I think they have a natural tendency to resist change? And did you feel like you're almost pigeonholed into a certain sound? And then when you tried to break free of that mold, there was a certain contingent of people who just resisted that because it was different?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's how it goes for probably any artist of any kind, you know, whether it's in film or music or whatever. I think that, you know, because you spend so much time kind of branding yourself, and then you wake up one day and you kind of go, wow, there's more to me. But it's okay, though, because if you really like what you do and you really believe in what you do, that challenge is what makes great artists really jump out and do something that's probably some of the better work of their career. I believe that is when they take those risks, because you're kind of basically feeling like you have something to prove. And it's when artists feel like they have nothing to prove is when they become complacent. And when we started Angels and Airwaves, I was coming out of, you know, the breakup of Blink-182, and I knew that everyone thought of me as you know, the pop punk kid, which I was. You know, I grew up in Southern California, listened to punk rock music. That was my whole thing,
sure.
My whole life. When the band broke up, I was 28 or 29 years old, and I wasn't exactly the same 16-year-old kid I was when I started that band. So I had to create something that was representative of who I was and who I was going to be over the coming years. And making a movie was something that we wanted to do from day one. No band has ever done it the way we've done it, where usually bands put themselves in the movie, and usually bands make like or they say they're going to make a rock opera or
right.
a documentary. So this is a science fiction film that, you know, that stands on its own. And we spent the past year doing all these film festivals around the world to show people, and it's taken a long time, like you said, to let people kind of retrain their mind as far as what they think of me and what they think this band is capable of. And this is the most exciting past week that we've had of this band ever, because this whole thing came out last week on iTunes, but now it's out everywhere this week.
Awesome. We're talking to Tom DeLonge and David Kennedy from Angels and Airwaves.
Now, Tom, I was at your show in Tampa back in September. One of our listeners got to interview you backstage, and I was talking to one of your security guys and basically asking him how hard it is to keep the ladies away from you. And he told me that they have a new thing where they really monitor the three of you very closely because you're all very happy in life and you don't want any kind of drama with females around you. Is that true?
I have noticed that they do have an interesting system, because no matter where I'm at, there's always someone trailing me. And I that's funny you bring that up. I haven't actually specifically talked to them about that, but I like that. Potentially, it sounds like there's so many naked women trying to skip me that they literally have to protect me like the president. That's cool. That makes me sound really cool. But yeah, no, we're all married, and old Travis isn't anymore, I don't really think it's a good look, especially now that I'm like, you know, I'm 35 years old, and, you know, a lot of these fans, you know, some of them are 18, 19 years old. Some of them are younger, too, with Blink, but you got to be careful who's naked and chasing you.
Yeah, I definitely have to card them, and when they're not carrying any clothing that they have identification in, that could be a little bit difficult.
Well, sometimes it's grown men that are in the nude, and it's like weird. But those ones they don't tackle. They let those ones straight into the dressing room.
Of course, and why wouldn't they?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.